Both Miss Levels stood up, and Tiffany watched one person make a cup of tea using four arms. The bodies stood side by side, passing things from hand to hand, moving kettles and cups and spoons in a sort of ballet. "When I was a child, they thought I was twins," she said over one of her shoulders. "And it's amazing the tricks you can get up to when you've got two bodies. In the end, I ran away to join the circus." "Topsy and Tipsy, the astounding mind-reading at?" Miss Levels' mouths opened. "It was on the posters." "Oh, yes, of course. You do notice things, don't you?" "I know I wouldn't pay money to see the egress. It only means the way out." "Ah, clever. Yes, Monty put that on a sign to keep people moving through the Believe It or Not tent. This way to the egress. Of course, people thought it was a female eagle or something, so Monty had a big man with a dictionary outside to show them that they got exactly what they paid for." "And what did you do? Read your own mind?" "That, yes, and with different wigs on, I was the stupendous Bahunkus sisters. I juggled plates." Both of Miss Level watched Tiffany carefully. "Do you still want to stay? The last three girls didn't. Some people find me slightly odd."
I'll stay. The thing that moves things about's a bit strange, though."
"Oh, Oswald."
"Oswald? An invisible man who can get into my bedroom?"
"Oh, no, I only call him Oswald. He isn't a man. He's an Ondergeist. You've heard of poltergeists? Invisible spirits that throw things around?"
"Good. Well, an Ondergeist's the opposite. They're obsessive about tidiness. He keeps putting things away, and he's quite handy around the house."
"And he's a male spirit?"
"How would you tell? He's got no body."
The left Miss Level giggled when the right Miss Level said this. The effect was odd and, in a way, creepy.
"Well, we are getting on well," said the right Miss Level. "Is there anything more you want to know, Tiffany?"
"Yes, please. What do you want me to do? What do you do?"